Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of arts and entertainment news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Ferrari royalty returns. 1992 Ferrari 512 TR stuns at the DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has unveiled a rare 1992 Ferrari 512 TR from the esteemed Ron Sturgeon collection. This iconic Ferrari, a stunning evolution of the legendary Testarossa, is a fiery red masterpiece from the golden age of Italian automotive excellence. With only about 400 units officially imported into the United States, surviving examples like this are increasingly rare. Complete with original accessories and in exceptional condition, this 512 TR is a unicorn among 90s exotics. Visitors can see this gem and over 200 other vehicles at the museum, where every car tells a story and admission is always free. Animator Janelle Feng joins acclaimed animated documentary short, Living with a Visionary, at Garden Shed Productions. Animator Janelle Feng has joined the creative team of the ambitious animated documentary short film Living with a Visionary at Garden Shed Productions. The film, based on John Mathias' memoir, follows Mathias caring for his wife Diana and her Parkinson's-related hallucinations. Lead by Stephen Neary, the project is entirely hand-animated with watercolor crayons, aiming to capture the texture of memory and hallucination. Feng's role as lead animator is crucial in bringing the director's vision to life, ensuring emotional authenticity in each frame. Living with a Visionary is set for a 24-month production window from September 1, 2023 to September 1, 2025, with a focus on the festival circuit and distribution.
Case against Jussie Smollett completely dismissed. All City of Chicago cases against Jussie Smollett have been completely dismissed. Judge Virginia Kendall signed off on the agreement between the city and Smollett, finalizing the episode that began 6 years ago. The case was dismissed with prejudice, meaning Smollett cannot be retried. As part of the agreement, Smollett contributed $50,000 to the Building Better Futures Center for the Arts, a local nonprofit. Additionally, he donated an extra $10,000 to the Chicago Torture Justice Center. Smollett's spokesperson stated that he is relieved this chapter of his life is over and stands with those who have had to prove they have been violated. His final word on the matter, onward.
Martial Arts History Museum to host. The Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, CA, will host a special screening of The Real Miyagi, a documentary about Fumio Demura, the inspiration for Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid. The event, on May 31, 2025, at 4 p.m., will feature host Michelle Manu and actor William Christopher Ford. Attendees will gain insights into Demura's impact on martial arts and popular culture. This event honors Asian American Pacific Islander heritage, showcasing the positive contributions of the community. Admission is complimentary, offering a unique opportunity for education and celebration.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.